Hello, welcome back. We're back here at Graphically Speaking, talking to second year students of MA Graphic Communication Design. Right now I'm here with Anarita. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
So to start off, can you just tell us a little bit about what you presented for the symposium and just a little bit about your work?
Okay, so you want me to talk about my symposium presentation, what I've done? What is my project about?
Whatever you want to talk about.
Okay.
What's more interesting?
My project is... I'm really interested in class culture inequality.
Mm-hmm.
And I initially started doing a research on the class in the UK and cultural capital. And that evolved to my... Actually, a research inside a house and looking inside... like looking into the work of a housemaid.
Mm.
And this is what I showed during my symposium.
Right.
Yeah. I showed, like, I filmed Ivy and her routine, and I also interviewed her employer, Judy. And yeah, and then I did some illustrations and animation based on the recordings, based on...
Mm-hmm. And you were saying that it came about because of a question you were asked at a job interview?
Yeah, not exactly. Like, I had this interest in class here because I always found very, you know, like I said in my symposium, my mom, she came here in the 80s to work as a maid. So I kind of grew up with her stories of, you know, like how, like, class here in the UK has some particularities, and I always found very fascinating. I always liked the stories. And then I came here, and then I start interested on that, and then I start researching, and then I said, okay, why not try to get a job as a nanny so I can get inside the house.
Right.
And doing an interview, and then I went to this really posh agency, and then they asked several questions, but one of them really stick with me, that was like, can you polish silver? Because I was like, wow, it's a really complete universe, like different parallel universe. You know, like these people live in, and then yeah, that's how I
cool.
Yeah.
So I think most of these questions are based on your symposium. So to give people a little bit of context, you kind of played the character of an academic expert. Do you want to talk about that a little bit before?
Yeah. So I don't know if you know, like people know, but like, yeah, so you had to kind of translate our theme into a presentation, right?
Right, yeah.
So I thought, and then I was doing this ethnographic research, and I thought, how could I translate that? And then João had like, why don't you, you know, maybe look into museums, exhibitions to see how ethnographic research is done and showed to the public. Then I thought, no, I don't want to do that because I think it's really kind of old. I don't know. I find it's very old, like this, the way they show, the way they portray like the tribes and stuff. So I thought, why not look in how ethnography is done nowadays? And then I'm really fascinated with the work of she's a doctor, Liza McKenzie, and then I thought, why not, I don't know, impersonate her, like be her and then show the work or have a conversation with her, like,
right?
Yeah, that was the idea.
So it's based on a real academic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. She does exist.
Okay, cool. So you basically just played, you said what you thought she would say if you were asking her these questions.
Yeah, exactly. I just thought, you know, like I'm kind of, I thought that I was doing a conversation between ethnography and design. So why not do literally a conversation between myself, myself, a designer and an academic. But yeah, at the end was a conversation with me, like me, myself and I, in a way, because I also have an academic background.
Right. So a lot of your work so far has been illustration. So do you see a connection between illustration and ethnography? And will you continue to use illustration in your research?
I think I will continue to use illustration. And yes, I see a connection. I think ethnography, like the methodologies that they use are, they're studying to get a narrative behind it, and then I'm doing the same. You know, I'm doing my research to get a narrative, a visual narrative, with my drawings.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So how can GDC help us to make? Wait, this question is worded weirdly.
Mm-hmm.
How can GDC help to make us appreciate the maidens' hard work? I'm assuming that means. maybe try to bring voices from both elites and the worker together.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. Okay. I interviewed both and Ivy, like employee and employer. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah. I interviewed Ivy and Judy. The thing is that I couldn't show on the symposium, and maybe I don't know. Maybe my I'm not sure yet what I'm. I should know what I'm gonna do, but I'm not sure. Yet. I'm kind of lost. But Rebecca gave me like a good. I don't know, maybe an idea. She said that I could, you know, work on a comic book and then maybe with that show both sides of, you know, not only the worker,
right.
Yeah, but actually the employee, because it's actually very interesting, you know, you have like some expectations from one side, but actually a lot of anxiety, like it is like guilt at the same time of using help, like of having help. It's there are aspects that you could that can be explored, and I, you know, I couldn't show my symposium.
But right. Yeah. We only had 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So the next two questions kind of connect to that, and I think we can combine it into one. So the first one is, what's the outcome of this? Where does it go next? Which you've kind of talked about. And are there any other effective ways that you can visualize your topic? Maybe that's not illustration.
Yeah, that's not illustration. I don't know. I haven't thought about it, but I like the idea of a comic book. But there's another thing that actually came out from my symposium and from the from the feedback and a talk with Rebecca, that was like how maybe to make there's not too much about domestic workers or, I don't know, social justice, but in a way of, because I am talking about making an academic, in a way I was talking about making something that is very complex, very dense, that is ethnography and sociology, you know, that are very dense, making, like, not translated, but make it
not only visual, but
accessible to a public that you would usually have access to these ideas, because they are heavily, you know, the kind of language that they use, it's not accessible to everyone.
Yeah, right.
And maybe, you know, I think is interesting that maybe, I don't know, a comic book, you know, you can explore the ideas, but in an accessible way, you know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely. And have you thought about how you would execute it? Would it be from different people's point of views, the comic book, or would you do two different issues or something like that?
I'm not sure.
So can we talk a little bit about what is in your drawer downstairs? I had a look through earlier. Can you describe a little bit about it?
I did a little booklet with some of my illustrations I did during the time I was observing Ivy, kind of I did it in a very, you know, short period of time, and then it was pretty much me observing like her, like what she used to clean, you know, what she used to clean the house and this kind of thing, like some like illustrations of her like executing her tasks. And the other, and also I did like a silk, and I left there a silk screen, like a fabric,
like a tea towel kind of. It's like a small tea towel.
Yeah, kind of. With that, with a pattern of all
the
illustrations. Because I did an, for my symposium, I did an animation, and actually the original idea was to do an animation of ironing. Like my animation is iron moving, like in a stop motion kind of thing. Iron moving and kind of making it, how do you say, when something's all
flat.
Yeah, making it flat.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time to actually put on a fabric, so I tried to put this fabric on the drawer.
I really like those illustrations, actually, that you screen printed, because they're slightly different from some of the other stuff you did. It's kind of, it's almost, is there like a halftone pattern on them? Yeah, they're really nice.
Cool,
so I'm excited to see what you do next.
Thank you.
So yeah, everyone check out Ana Rita's drawer downstairs. Next, we're going to be talking with Savvy about when a visual journalist becomes an activist. Thanks.